It's time to crown our big winner. Let's bring back our finalist, Sarah Sandcooler, who opened a refrigerator door full of human eyes, and Mickey Lambert, a Mets fan whose hobbies include masochism, disappointment, and losing.
That's right.
Mickey and Sarah, your final round is called Geometry. To every answer is a 2D or 3D shape. And our big winner will receive an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube signed by Luke James. We rolled an icosahedron backstage, and Mickey is going first. Remember, every answer is a 2D or 3D shape. Here we go. Mickey, the name of this shape comes from the Latin for egg.
Oval.
That is correct. Sarah, the U.S. Department of Defense is headquartered here.
The Pentagon.
That is correct. Mickey, parafoil, box, and delta are all types of this flying toy.
A kite.
That's correct. Sarah, in Taoism, eight trigrams representing natural forces are often arranged into this shape.
An octagon?
That is correct. Jonathan, how great are our contestants doing?
They're doing very well. It's a tie game.
All right. Mickey, the Disney theme park Epcot is known for Spaceship Earth, a large geodesic structure shaped like this.
A sphere?
That is correct. Sarah, Brandon Flowers of the Killers saying that Andy is this shape in Nobody's Eyes But Mine.
A star.
That is correct.
I love that song.
Mickey, in 2013, Edward Snowden leaked the existence of this NSA surveillance program.
I'm going to hate myself in a minute. Dodecahedron.
Great guess. We were looking for Prism.
Oh, ouch.
Sarah, this payment company produces point-of-sale devices often used at hip coffee shops.
Apple?
Sorry, we were looking for Square. Okay, we're halfway through our questions. Jonathan, how are our contestants doing?
A little less well, but it is still a time game. Still a tie game, 3-3.
Mickey, in acrobatics, it's a tiered formation of three or more humans.
A pyramid?
That is correct. Sarah, in the human eye, these photoreceptors allow you to see colors.
Cones.
Yes. That is correct.
Seems
appropriate.
Unfair.
Yes. Sometimes you get the question you need. Mickey, in DNA, nucleic acids are arranged into this double shape.
A helix.
That is correct. Sarah, Canada, Finland, Greenland, Iceland, Norway, Russia, Sweden, and the U.S. all have at least some land in the area of the globe known as the Arctic. This.
Circle.
That is correct. Okay, only a few questions left. Jonathan, what is the situation?
Well, there can be only one winner, but it's very unclear who that's going to be. It is still a tie game.
Mickey, the region around NC State, Duke, and UNC Chapel Hill is known as the Research This.
Triangle.
That is correct. Sarah, in a beehive honeycomb, each cell is this shape.
A hexagon.
That is correct. Okay, we have one last question for each of you.
And it is still a tie game.
Mickey, 60 years have passed if you're celebrating this anniversary or jubilee.
Diamond.
That is correct.
Okay, Sarah, you need to get this question right to force a tie breaker question.
Sarah, in an engine, it's the chamber paired up with a piston.
Cylinder?
That is correct. All right. We are down to our big tiebreaker. Here's your tiebreaker. The name of this four-sided shape with four right angles comes from the Latin for right angle. Mickey.
Rectangle.
That is correct. Congratulations. Well done, Sarah. And congratulations, Mickey. That's our show. Our podcast drops each Friday. Listen and subscribe. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by Jamie Greenberg, Scott Ross, and senior writer Karen Lurie, with additional material by Ashley Brooke Roberts and Emily Winter. Ask Me Another's produced by Mike Katzeff, Travis Larchuk, Kiara Powell, Nancy Seychow, Ramel Wood, and our intern Natalie Hitayan. We are recorded by Damon Whittemore and Noriko Akabe. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal. Our boss's bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, the Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm Haripe Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.